Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Programme. My name's Vernon Pierce, and in these programmes I talk to you about issues which may affect you, giving you advice provided by the NHS, and today I'm going to be talking about glandular fever. Glandular fever is most common in people aged 15 to 24 years old. The symptoms may include high temperature, swollen glands which may be in the neck, head, armpits, elbows or groin, sore throat, a rash which may be harder to see on black or brown skin, headache or tiredness. You should see a GP if you have a very high temperature or you feel hot and shivery, a severe sore throat, swelling either side of your neck, swollen glands, extreme tiredness or exhaustion, or a sore throat that's not getting better. Call NHS 111 if you have difficulty breathing, you may be more short of breath than usual, or difficulty and pain when swallowing. You should call 999 immediately if you cannot swallow, including your own spit, have severe difficulty breathing, you're gasping, choking, or not able to get words out, or have severe stomach pain. Do not drive yourself to A&E. The person you speak to at 999 will give you advice on what to do. Glandular fever should get better by itself, and you should start to feel better within 2 to 4 weeks. There are some things you can do to help ease the symptoms. Do rest, drink plenty of fluids to avoid dehydration, drink small sips frequently if it's painful to swallow, take painkillers like paracetamol or ibuprofen, do not give aspirin to children under 16 years old. Don't do strenuous activities like heavy lifting or playing sports. It's very important to stop glandular fever from spreading. Glandular fever is spread through spit, so you can get it through kissing or by sharing cups or cutlery. You're infectious for up to 7 weeks before you get symptoms, and you may be infectious for several months after being unwell. You can go back to school or work as soon as you start to feel better, but to prevent glandular fever spreading, do wash your hands regularly and wash anything that may have your spit on it. Don't kiss others, don't share cups or cutlery, and do not give blood. When you go to your GP, he may order a blood test to confirm if you have glandular fever and to rule out other illnesses like tonsillitis. The blood test will test for the Epstein-Barr virus, which usually causes glandular fever. The GP won't give you antibiotics. Glandular fever is caused by a virus, so antibiotics will not work. Many people get better with no problems, but sometimes glandular fever may lead to other problems like liver conditions such as hepatitis, heart problems such as inflammation of the heart, kidney problems, blood conditions such as low levels of blood cells called platelets, neurological conditions, a ruptured spleen, or long-term tiredness, chronic fatigue, which may last for several months. If you'd like to find out more about glandular fever or any other health condition, you can go online to the NHS website, nhs.uk. I'll be back with another health and wellbeing programme very soon here on HRB.